never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
President Trump is holding a campaign-style rally in West Virginia today. Joe Gomez has the story.
President Trump will be in West Virginia this evening for his second visit to the state in as many weeks. Trump addressed the Boy Scout Jamboree in a controversial speech last week and will be at the Big Sandy Superstore Arena for a rally today. He's scheduled to take the podium at 7 this evening local time. It's been more than a decade since the sitting U.S. president has been to Huntington, West Virginia. Demonstrations against the president are expected.
A dangerous heat wave is taking over the Pacific Northwest. Excessive heat warnings have had to be put into effect for about 15 million people in Oregon and Washington, where temperatures could reach record highs. It was over 100 degrees in Portland yesterday. And people in Oklahoma say they felt the tremble of a large earthquake. A magnitude 4.2 quake struck about 4 miles northeast of Edmond, Oklahoma last night. Nearly 4,600 homes and businesses lost power after that quake. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Online retail giant Amazon is still shopping for prospective employees after a disappointing turnout at its Wednesday Jobs Day events across the nation. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Amazon got some takers on Jobs Day, like this woman in New Jersey.
I'm looking for opportunity and growth and employment.
But Amazon says it is still looking to fill positions after less than half of the people they need applied at those Wednesday events. The company's looking to hire 50,000 people, but only 20,000 showed up to apply on Amazon Jobs Day. They say they're up against the lowest unemployment numbers in 16 years. I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump almost helped save the world from a Sharknado.
Nearly 2 years before Trump was sworn in as president, he was set to play the commander-in-chief in the TV movie Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No. Producers originally wanted Sarah Palin, but that deal didn't work out. The film's head honchos recently sat down with a Hollywood Reporter and also revealed that star Ian Ziering makes around $500,000 per movie, while co-star Tara Reid makes about a quarter of that. Sharknado 5, Global Swarming, airs Sunday on Sci-Fi. I'm Jason Campidonia.
And Willie Nelson is not dead. Fans around the world became concerned when a rumor about the country star and his demise started circulating online. Nelson's management team issued a statement this morning confirming he is, in fact, not dead. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the watchdog of Wall Street.
Now, one might think 18 hours. 18 hours of radio a week that I provide, that I'd be able to with that amount of time to be able to make most of my listening audience happy. But either way, if I get too much into the politics and the news of the day, I get emails telling me about, you've got to do more in regards to the markets and finance and financial planning and vice versa. So I just can't win. I do the best I can, everybody. But I got to be honest. I'm kind of checking out when it comes to a lot of the news. Not checking out that I'm not following it. It's awful. It's awful. In all my life, I can't remember waking up on a regular basis. And I got to get up at a pretty ungodly hour every single day, 3:30 in the morning. And dreading to look at the news. I mean, dreading it. When I was a kid, Cold War and the Russians were going to come and Red Dawn and Ivan Drago, Soviet Union, never did I think I was going to wake up and find that an American city was bombed. Anyway, we'll talk all about that. I'll get into it today on the program. But we do have to get in to some financial planning topics. I'm beside myself. It's nothing new. Same thing over and over again for me. Depending upon what is happening at that point in time, the financial con artists come out of the woodwork and they sell their wares. And when I mean financial con artists, it could be Merrill Lynch. It could be a boiler room operation. It could be somebody selling gold. They will take whatever is happening with the news at that period of time, and they will twist it to sell you something. I remember during the dot-com fallout, things were starting to get a little bit hairy. I remember listening on air. I was in New York City. There was a Merrill Lynch commercial, and they were utilizing the voice of Steve Martin. That's the one time Steve Martin has kind of ticked me off, because he did a commercial for Merrill Lynch. Because, I got great respect for him and his comedy. I think he's awesome. He's doing this commercial for Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch is selling bonds. And this radio commercial. Again, that was what was hot at the time. I mean, prior to that, they were trying to shove dot-com stocks down everyone's throat. It's what I have to deal with. They will take whatever's out there, and they will twist it. Tons of radio programs now. They're popping up again. I guess a lot of the salespeople at the radio stations are out and about. Low-lying fruit. Let's call up the local yokel stockbroker and tell him that he can be a radio star and have his own radio program, and it will get him all sorts of clients. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Listen, people. No spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down here on the program. We call it like we see it. The pie in the sky retirement commercials starting to come back a little bit. You're seeing the markets maintain pretty decent numbers right now. What I mean by pie in the sky retirement commercials, they were quite prevalent for a while. Yes, your own pride. I mean, there's a private plane landing off some Caribbean island. There's the vineyards in Napa. All of that stuff, right? Well, they went away, but they're making a bit of a comeback right now. Again, these are commercials that were crafted with care, with the Dom Drapers of the day. You can throw in a little Robin Leach as well. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams, private islands, vineyards, world-class travel, you name it. Listen, I know what the numbers are. And again, is that lifestyle applicable to many people in this country? It is. I'm gonna argue, I have plenty of clients that are going to be able to do that. They've had certain careers, certain jobs. They've saved enough. Many of them, though, the funny thing is, many of them, they're not going to retire. They'll work a little bit less and they'll travel a little bit more, but they're not the types of personalities that are going to check out, just not how they are. We've been trying for a long period of time, and I've been working my tail off here on this program, all the appearances that we make, the guest appearances that I make, to try to get this across to people. Retirement, as you know it, conventional American retirement, a conventional American life, kid, school, career, family, retire. Well, the retire part's on its way out. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not one of those guys at all. I'm not one of those guys at all that says, you know, I really look forward to retiring. I really, boy, oh boy, I can't wait to stop working. I'm getting to the point in my life right now where my youngest son is 11 years old. And like, I am cherishing every second, every lacrosse game, everything I got to go to. Everything. Because I'm starting to come to the realization that it's going to be gone someday. My eldest is going into high school next year, and I'm like, what happened? Where did the time go? But anyway, I digress. The concept for me, the concept of retirement, I'm not going to participate. Now, I don't. Some of the people listening to this program are like, hey, Chris, listen, okay, I'm a roofer. I lay bricks. I'm not going to be able to do this for my entire life. And I understand that. I get that. But again, have you saved enough? Have you put enough away where you're going to be able to check out completely? Or are you going to have to start thinking about things a little bit differently? Again, hey, we push all the time here. The earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. But the reality of the day is, and again, I had another week of unbelievable medical advances that are coming down the pike, from blood tests to check for tumors 10 years in advance. A lot of amazing things are going to happen. And if you remain healthy and you take care of yourself, the reality is you will live for a long time. But anyway, let's just be honest here. Somebody alive today is going to live to 140. Somebody alive today is going to live to 140 years old. That's what many doctors and scientists are expecting. How do you think they'd make it if they retired at 65? Unless, of course, they were a billionaire. You know, there's 20% more people above the age of 100 today than in 2000. 2000. I was married in 2000. It's not that long ago. 20% more. Now, granted, we have issues. And again, this is part of financial planning, too. With certain things with long-term care, dementia, Alzheimer's, which is some of the most god-awful diseases going that need to be dealt with. But the reality is people are living longer. They're living healthier. I don't think that trend is going to change. And actually, the mortality rate in this country would be much better if people under 50 years old weren't killing themselves with opiates and heroin right now, which they're doing at a record pace. But that's a different story. Mortality improvement changes the mathematical model. You get it? The entire equation. There's a mathematical equation that sets up pensions and Social Security and all these retirement plans and models that have been put out there. Changes them all. As certain variable changes, the entire equation changes. For example, simple algebraic equation, 2 plus 2 equals 4. If the 2 changes to 4, you've got 4 plus 4 equals 8. It's not the same. And this reality that's out there, it's all around us, is being ignored. And it's being ignored by financial advisors, too. I remember getting pitched with all sorts of financial planning software and Monte Carlo models and all of this stuff in the past. And I'm like, your stuff is outdated. It's no good anymore. One of the things that I find It stinks. Especially, I'm finding it a lot with many of our new clients that are coming in that are older. Is their stress level? These people, well, healthy, 60s, 70s, healthy people, stressed. Stressed out. They're retired, but they're stressed. I think you're not supposed to be stressed when you're retired. What are they stressed about? They're stressed out about losing all of their, well, not losing, but not having any more money, running out of money. That's scary. It's a scary proposition. Well, we're going to take a break here. I'm going to get back. And again, I don't cover this here on the program. But again, I got to go with what you, the listeners out there, the questions I'm getting, the emails that I'm getting, and also everything from all the new clients coming in. We have to address this. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Laughing and running,
hey, hey. This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Kia. Recent sales data prove that SUVs are more popular today than ever before. If you are in the market for an SUV or crossover, there are several factors to consider before you buy. One such consideration is form versus function. Do you go off-road, or do you simply prefer the space and style offered by an SUV? All-wheel drive is optional on many SUVs and crossovers, so if you live in an area that isn't subject to rugged driving conditions or extreme weather, you can avoid the unnecessary cost of a feature you won't use. The SUV or crossover for you depends on your driving needs. James Bell with Kia has more.
Kia's line of SUVs have something for everyone. The rugged Sorento and capable Sportage can take you on any adventure, off-road or on, while the efficient Niro Hybrid crossover provides the perfect balance of form and function, along with the ability to haul your gear in the most fuel-efficient way available.
For more information, including special promotions in your area, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to www.kia.com.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You are all a lot to keep up with, to say the least. Now, listen, we're bringing on more people, more staff here at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street show. And a lot of it is to do with a lot of your requests and the show and the website. And listen, I know. I mean, I do the best I can. One of the things that I do is I post the bumper music here on the program. And if I forget a day, oh, my God, you guys let me hear about it, for crying out loud. I need some help keeping up with all of this little odds and ends around here. But talking about music, one of the songs in our bumper or extensive bumper rotation, because nobody has the eclectic bumpers that we have. Not even close. There's a 1983 song, and they've used this song in other financial commercials, I think. It's called Saved by Zero. It's by a band called The Fix. And I've actually used the song here on the program to highlight or talk about my frustration with ultra-low interest rates that we've been experiencing for way too long. Ultra-low interest rates supposedly is... Let me put this into perspective. Ready? See My Big Fat Greek Wedding? Remember the patriarch of the family in My Big Fat Greek Wedding and how he would spray Windex on everything? He thought it was like some sort of cure-all remedy. Now, first and foremost, I am very experienced in Greek families since I married into one. Okay? A lot of that movie is spot on real. I'm telling you right now, it's accurate. Very accurate. Not all. Okay. I never experienced the whole Windex thing. But anyway, ultra low rates is this supposed cure-all remedy that was supposed to save the entire world, right? All of our holier than thou, smarter than thou, magnificent central bankers and economists told us that they have fixed the world, fixed the financial problem, all because of what? All because of their ultra low rates. I don't see it. In fact, I've said it here on the program, ultra low rates are not for us. How many people out there going out there and getting businesses going out there and getting really low rates on loans? Oh, sure. Sure. Okay. Here you go. Your mortgage payment comes down. Big yip-de-doo-dah. It means nothing because when mortgage rates are down, the price of the house goes up. It's a wash. Do you understand? You're being lied to by real estate agents and economists. Use your brain. If interest rates are going to go up, the price of the house is going to come down. So it's a wash. What are you getting, credit cards with 2%? No, I didn't think so. All of this low interest rate stuff has helped big, gigantor businesses and, of course, government. Spend, 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 spend. Again, I've given this bit of perspective here on the program. I'm going to do it again. 20 years ago, someone who saved $1 million, $1 million, if they chose to take the entire kit, can, and caboodle and just put it into super safe investments, 10-year treasuries. My grandfather on the Polish side of my family did just that. He took everything and he put it into super safe investments. What he chose to do, he wasn't a guy that was about to take on risk. My grandfather, he was funny. I mean, again, here's a guy who came here from Poland, never graduated from high school, yet taught himself to be a draftsman and worked at General Electric doing so. He's a pretty smart guy, but frugal doesn't even do the man justice in how frugal he was. He actually found, I'm not making this up, a combination lock and actually went through every possible combination to figure it out. Now, we all thought he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but we loved him. It was just grandpa. But anyway, if you had $1 million 20 years ago in a 10-year treasury, you were receiving over $60,000 a year in income, tax-free a year, right? Today, $13,500. Woo! Big difference. I mean, if you have a house that's paid for, a car that's paid for, and then you're getting $60,000 a year, some sort of tax-free instrument, and it's not bad, right? You can make do. You might not have the same lifestyle you had when you were working, but you could still do pretty okay, right? What about $13,500? That's a big difference, right? Now, all these government retirement plans and pensions and all that stuff out there, they all have to keep a certain amount of money in these very safe instruments, do they not? They have to constantly make payouts. What happens to them? They get blown up with these ultra low rates. This is why we're having problems with pensions all over the country. And they're failing left, right, and all over the place. And the only person talking about it is me. That's it. No. In the news, we'll talk about nonsense. We'll talk about nonsense. The Russians are coming. They're invading. All sorts of crap out there, but not the things that are truly important to you and I and the country as a whole. This same ultra-low environment is wreaking havoc on a lot of insurance products that people bought way back when. Oh, yeah. Yeah, life insurance companies right now are bending over backwards, scouring their policies to find caveats that will allow them to raise their rates, fees, and lower the interest they have to pay on savings products. You understand that many policyholders are going to have to pay a significant sum more or relinquish their policy. That's just facts. That's coming soon to a theater near you if it hasn't already. Life insurers earn much of their profit by investing the premiums customers pay into high-quality, long-term corporate bonds. They are required by law to have the funds invested in very safe vehicles. You know the amount of people are going to be hit with higher costs. You know what's coming down the road. Long-term care insurance as well. I know. I'm gloom and doom today. No, I'm not. We'll discuss. We'll talk about this further. Got to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News. With Jules McKinney.
A transcript of a phone call leaked reportedly reveals that President Trump asked Mexico's president to stop saying his country will not pay for a massive border wall. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the Justice Department must stop the leaks to the Washington Post.
Whether you like President Trump or not, no president can do business if their phone calls are going to be leaked to the Washington Post. So I hope Jeff Sessions can do something about the leaking because it's really hurting the president.
Now, the Post reports on a January 27th call between Donald Trump and the Mexican president. Trump repeatedly said, "You cannot say that to the press." Meanwhile, the president says it's Congress's fault that U.S.-Russia relations are getting worse. President Trump took to Twitter this morning saying the U.S. relationship with Russia is at an all-time and very dangerous low. He added, "You can blame Congress, the same people that can't even give us health care." This is USA Radio News.
Things are just better when they're doubled, like double the value and double the savings. That's what you get right now from OvationHair.com. Ovation cell therapy hair and scalp treatment, clinically proven to repair damage, reduce breakage, and restore your hair to its former glory. Thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Guaranteed or your money back. Right now, get double the value with Ovation's limited edition summer essentials set. Everything you need for eye-catching, healthy summer hair. Specially priced to save you over 50%. That's double the value while supplies last. New customers get the summer essentials set or anything else from Ovation and double your introductory discount. That's double double the savings. Hurry to OvationHair.com and select USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. For a limited time, Ovation is doubling your introductory discount. Select USA Radio News at checkout. Hurry, these doubly delightful deals end soon.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
We're here to help people. And this is, again, we've been spending a lot of time helping people out with these insurance policies, offering various different options. I mean, what do? You got a variable universal life policy, all the thing, your premiums are going through the roof. Or long-term care. What is it, about 8 million Americans own long-term care insurance? And now people are facing annual premiums that are 50% higher than prior to 2007. And again, it's not because of the financial crisis. It's because of the medicine for the financial crisis. It's because of these ultra-low rates. That are, again, it's not about you. You're being told it's been for you, and we save the world. Here we come to save the day. Larry Summers, Paul Krugman, Alan Blinder, Alan Greenspan, Ben Bernanke. It's like there's some sort of bloody financial Avengers, except they're not. Okay. Social Security. Okay. Inevitable. Okay? The mathematical demise of Social Security, it is what it is. Where are you? Where are we going to get to? How much are we going to tax people? Honestly. All we need to do is a rate. No. You have any idea what it's going to do to the economy? You think you're going after? You're going after the working people, the truly wealthy people in this country are living off their investments. They're going to skate all of this stuff. Social Security is not collecting enough in payroll tax to cover the benefits that are paid out since 2010. Okay? Some of the shortfalls made up by using some of the interest it collects on the Treasury bonds held in the lockbox. Great, lockbox. Treasuries, fantastic. Does it surprise anybody out there that the government forces all of us to lend them our money? I mean, think about this for a second. Could you imagine what your Social Security check might look like if they actually invested the money and just a simple S&P index fund? Holy shnikes. Anyway, by the year 2020, Social Security is going to have to start selling those bonds because the interest will no longer cover the payouts. By 2034, there will be no bonds left. Gone. And again, if you don't believe me on this stuff, take a look at your Social Security statement, which is a ruse in of itself. Statement. Like you have some account somewhere with money in it. You don't. Hey, honestly, Bernie Madoff's statements might have been more factual than a Social Security statement. There is no money there. Go online, go to the Social Security website, see what you are supposed to get when you retire. And then take a look at the fine print where it says, you know what, we got to start selling bonds soon and then we're going to run out. And Congress is going to be able to cut your payout at any point in time. So you want to rely upon that? I don't. And I've been saying for 17 years on the program, over 20 years in our newsletter, do not rely upon anyone else except yourself. That's when you become an adult. Own it. Take responsibility. You know, the reality... We'll talk a little about this. Again, good news coming. We got good news coming. Don't worry. Most of human history, people worked all of their lives. All of their lives. When did this whole retirement idea came? German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck started the original retirement plan in 1889. The initial retirement age was 70. Now think about that. 70 in 1889. They eventually dropped it to 65. It was a fantastic political handout. It didn't cost him very much because why? People died before they got it. At the time Franklin Roosevelt started Social Security, life expectancy was 61. We're around 79. Right now. Okay. Yeah. If we were to basically life expectancy, if the retirement age was indexed on the same ratio when Social Security was started, our retirement age would be 84. That makes sense? Based upon the same ratio that FDR set it up, people should start receiving Social Security today at 84. You understand the math? We'll take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't mind everybody, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline as well. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
American woman,
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time. So now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food. And their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association. 35% of dementia cases worldwide could be preventable by addressing lifestyle factors, according to a new report at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in London. The Lancet Commission says these factors include high blood pressure, obesity, smoking, depression, and diabetes. For the first time, their report included hearing loss and social isolation among the dementia risk factors. Dr. James Hendricks is Director of Global Science Initiatives at the Alzheimer's Association.
This report is very hopeful. Many people have the potential to reduce their risk of cognitive decline through simple, healthful behavioral changes. At a public health level, interventions based on this evidence could be extremely powerful in managing the global costs of Alzheimer's and other dementias.
According to the study authors, by managing modifiable risk factors at all stages of life, it may be possible to reduce new cases of dementia by 9 million people by 2050. For more information, visit ALZ.org.
Long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
And maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Welcome back, everybody. There was a study done by the it's a group called the Nihon University Population Research Institute. It was done in Great Britain, and it talked about raising their retirement age over there and the how it would affect the economy in the UK. And it's pretty impressive on what it would do as far as GDP is concerned, right on through. And I think slowly but surely, I'm hoping people are starting to get the message. There was a study and a survey done that found that 82% of respondents age 60 and older either are or expect to keep working past the age of 65. The study also found that 20% expect to keep on working as long as possible in their current job or a similar one. Study also showed that across all age groups, individuals are very concerned about the ability to save enough to last their lifetime. 44% stated that outliving their savings and investments was their top retirement concern. Well, then why add that on? One of the suggestions that I've made here for a lot of people. No. And I'm going to be honest. Okay, I said that I'm never going to retire. I'm not. But am I going to be working the hours that I work now when I'm in my 70s and 80s? No. I don't think so. I certainly don't think so. I mean, obviously, you're going to be able to change your work habits. If you were able to have a viable career, worthwhile job, working 3 days a week, would you do it? Why not? It's going to keep you sharp. It's going to also allow you to go on that many more vacations. You won't have to add. I mean, again, the stress of running out of money. Who wants to deal with that? You know, one of the things that we're lied about as well, I mean, government lies to us all the time, is inflation. And there's no inflation out there. And I still see stories, wow, there's no inflation anywhere. No, what the hell are you talking about? It costs my friend John D'Onofrio to get to his office in Brooklyn from New Jersey $50 in tolls. Not kidding. From Red Bank, New Jersey to Brooklyn. $50 in tolls. Oh, and it doesn't cost anything, does it? Right. No, you're being lied to. Stuff is more expensive, and that's just another thing that you're going to have to keep up with. So, again, we pay attention to that. You also have got to take a look as well in regards to owning things, housing. All of this stuff plays a very important part of your financial plan. We're going to get back, again, doing a lot on financial planning here, conventional retirement planning and conventional wisdom, which is garbage, and we're going to move on and explain how it should be done. Anyway, you might want to get your financial plan done the right way based upon reality, which is the terrain of today, which we're talking about. Or, you can hang out in the neighborhood of make-believe. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website. Give us a call as well, 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Now, again, the Monte Carlo simulation from your local yokel stockbroker, financial planner, who goes to their book of financial planning, says that people planning to retire should try to keep approximately 70% of their current income in retirement. In case you haven't noticed, we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show and Markowski Investments are anything but conventional. Anything but conventional. Not everyone is capable of taking that 30% hit when they retire. You tell me, okay? You know who I'm addressing. I'm not addressing everybody that's listening to the program right now. You know who you are. That uneasiness that goes with losing buying power when you retire. I'm supposed to retire. You're supposed to retire. You really want to lose that buying power? Huh? You really want to start going out to dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Are you sure about that? Are you sure? You need to take a good, hard look in the mirror at who you are and what you want in life. What your wants, dreams, goals, and desires are, and not pay attention to any sort of convention. And you've got to understand the type of sacrifices that you might have to make. You want to think of it as something? Think of it as almost like a personalized stress test. We've been having quite the many long, hard discussions, not only here on the air, with you, my listeners out here, but our clients as well, about the need to completely rethink retirement and what it is. What it means. This is not the end of the world, okay? It's not. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think my ideas would make the world a much better place. I think it'd make society as a whole a hell of a lot better. I think it would be immeasurable. You want to get back to 6, 7% growth as a country? It's possible. This is one of the things that would add to it. The sooner people come to grips with the new reality, the better off we're going to be. Think about this as well. You know, retirement spending, what retirees spend, that's a major part of our economy. What if they were more confident to spend and go out and do things because they were still working a few days a week? However, again, this is not going to be discussed. Politicians are going to avoid this at all costs. There's a ticking time bomb in the room. All of these factors have come down and they're just going to ignore it. Okay? First and foremost, I do think that we need to start recruiting accomplished individuals into education. I think that that's huge. I really do. Who would you rather have teaching your child chemistry? A 65-year-old accomplished chemist from Bristol-Myers or a 21-year-old with an education degree? Yeah. I've told the story about the CEO from Lockheed Martin who couldn't get the job teaching public school. Okay, well, then he took a job at Princeton and had his class rated by the students as their favorite class in the school. Not making it up. True story. We also need to work on greater workplace flexibility in regards to the amount of hours worked. There's nothing wrong with cutting back on time as one increases in age. We should also make pensions easier to move from one place to the next, allowing new opportunities for skill enhancement. We should also work on incentives for business creation and entrepreneurship. Kauffman Foundation estimates that nearly half of all entrepreneurs are over 45. Rather than continuing the same draconian policies that are stifling entrepreneurship and innovation, we need to loosen the grip of government regulators. We need to streamline as well, and this is a big deal too, the entire retirement account process. I mean, honestly, do we really need 401k, IRA, Roth IRA, blah, 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 blah? It's too much confusion. Allow for people to save and invest a lot more. Allow them to do other things. Allow them to take their retirement accounts and utilize that money to start businesses. There's nothing wrong with that. They're creating value within the economy. And there also needs to be significant tax advantages, because the tax code's a mess as it is, for people that are taking on the responsibility for caring for older relatives in their homes. This takes away an expensive burden on society. I'm a big believer in it. But again, I got that whole my big fat Greek wedding thing going on. Grew up with the Italian side of my family. Big family around. All good. All good. Hey, listen, it ain't so bad. You know, I finish up the radio show in the morning and my mother-in-law's asking me what I want to eat for breakfast. Hey, not a bad thing. Anyway, it's a retirement rethink, people, and it should be part of your financial plan. It's more than Monte Carlo simulations. It's more than a lot. There's a lot of questions and a lot of things you have to do before you're going to get it done the right way. Are you getting it done the right way? All of these things that we talked about, I know they sound a little bit scary, but it's real. And you know what they are. So just deal with them, and then they won't be scary. And it's not exactly a very difficult thing to do. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our account repair kits, free financial planning kits. Consult with our CFPs. Absolutely free. Newsletter, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
President Trump is promoting a new health care program for veterans.
We will do this through telehealth services. We're expanding the ability of veterans to connect with their VA health care team.
In a White House event today, the president unveiled a new mobile app that he said will significantly expand access to veterans' health care. He said that includes suicide prevention programs. Meanwhile, the president says he will be making a very big announcement at a campaign-style rally in West Virginia later on tonight. At that veterans' health care announcement a few minutes ago, Trump said it will be very exciting for the media and everyone else, but he didn't elaborate. The rally is set for Huntington, West Virginia at 7 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. This is USA Radio News.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing in relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
A leaked telephone transcript shows President Trump asked Mexico's president to stop saying his country will not pay for a massive border wall. The Washington Post reports on a January 27th call between Trump and the Mexican president, and Trump said repeatedly, "You cannot say that to the press." Trump said he realized that funding for the wall would probably have to come from other sources, or some sort of deal would have to be worked out.